Your Country, Win 98.5, time for Homegrown, and tonight we got a special guest in the studio, of course, Megan Ray. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm making it, you know, slowly but surely, but glad to see you in here, and you brought the whole band with you.
I did.
Say hi, fellas.
Hi.
There we go. Yeah, we do have people here, so. All right, well, let's get to know you. I know this isn't your first time on Homegrown, but it's your first time with me, so let's get to know you a little bit, and tell me how you got started in music, because you're still pretty young, so what got you into doing the whole music thing?
Well, I've been singing since before I could talk, is what my parents always said. I started by singing the Blue's Clues theme song when I was little, but my first like public appearance was actually at the local hockey and baseball games when I was six, singing the national anthem.
Oh, first public appearance and you're doing the national anthem. No pressure.
Yeah, when I was six.
When you're 6 years old, no pressure. You know, I think I announced my first basketball game when I was 6 years old, so a little different there. So why music? I mean, I know people like to sing and everything else. Well, what's bringing you to country music?
It's just what I was raised on. It's my favorite genre. I mean, I listen to all kinds of music, and I appreciate all kinds of music, but country's always been my favorite to sing it the best. I don't really do, like, rap or anything. I mean, I can, but...
We're not going to go there, though. We won't go there tonight. All right, so now tell me when it comes to songwriting, because songwriting's a whole other animal, and I know that's what you're trying to do. You're going down to Nashville, starting to meet some songwriters, so what's it like trying to write a song instead of just singing one?
Usually, I get really frustrated when I'm writing songs because I can make it halfway through the song and write these incredible lyrics, and then I hit writer's block, and it drives me insane because then I can't finish that song and I have to just file it away, so... There are very few songs that I've actually finished completely, but tons that I've started.
Well, you know, I mean, still starting songs. I've known artists that have come back to a song 6 years later and finished it. And that's a good thing with you, especially being so young. And now here's the thing. You get to do some co-writes. So I know you've done a couple already.
Right. Yep. I've worked with my dad, actually. He's here today. Say hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
No. The song that you're going to play in a minute was one that we co-wrote together, and it's called Sing Like Tammy.
All right, so tell me the inspiration for that song.
Well, my dad kind of started to get the idea because I love Tammy Wynette, and I'm also friends with Taylor Swift, and it kind of talks about both of those, and it talks about, like, a young girl's dream of stardom, and that really fit me, so he kind of got me on the train for that one, and... We finished it together and turned it into a masterpiece.
Well, props to you for singing like Tammy Wynette, because not many people your age know who Tammy Wynette is.
Oh, I wouldn't really compare myself to her. She's a legend. So.
Well, of course. But now tell me about Taylor Swift, though. Tell me how that came about.
I actually met her when she was 17, just getting started. She did a concert. She opened for Brad Paisley and Rodney Atkins at Van Andel Arena, and I was 12 at the time. And somebody came through and handed out meet and greet passes in the line that we were standing in. I went with my dad. And so we got back to meet her, and I had a little demo CD that I had made in my cousin's basement. And I gave it to her and got her email address, and we just kind of became friends from there.
Well, see, that just kind of shows you what kind of person Taylor is. Now, you're going to be that kind of person when you're big like her, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's all about the fans.
All right, well, here we go. We're going to go ahead and play one here. It's Sing Like Tammy. Megan Ray on Your Country, Win 98.5.
Told all the girls we should stand by our man, and she said give him all the love you possibly can. But I wonder if she knew what her music
Megan Ray on Your Country, Win 98.5 at Homegrown.
With guitars in their hands, I want to sing like Tammy, tour with Taylor, writing rock and country songs, see my name in lights, playing sold out nights with everybody singing along. I want to sing She sang about the tears falling on her guitar. But I wonder if she knew what her music would do for girls with a dream in their hearts. I want to sing like Tammy, tour with Taylor, writing rock and country songs. See my name in lights, playing sold out nights, with everybody singing along. I want to sing like Tammy, tour with Taylor, writing rock and country songs. Making friends everywhere I go, making waves on the radio. I wanna sing like Tammy, tour with Taylor, writing rock and country. country songs. I want to sing like Tammy. Oh, oh, oh. Tour with Taylor. Na, 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 na. Sing like Tammy. Oh, oh, oh. Tour with Taylor. Na, 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 na. Writing, rocking country songs.
Ray of your country win 98.5 and homegrown. Congratulations on doing your co-write there and doing it with Dad. You know, that's gonna make Dad proud.
Thank you. I hope so.
He's over there smiling, so I guess he's pretty proud. So, well, tell me a little bit more about what you've been doing. I mean, I know you've been playing some dates here and there. You're trying to get on and do some bigger things.
Yes, I've been playing with this band for about a year now. Coming up on a year. We did our first show about a year ago.
Congratulations, guys, on putting up with her.
Hey, well, on the drums, we have Mr. Dennis Bernard. Right now, he's just sitting on a box, but I think that's supposed to be...
Hey, that's a good drum.
On the bass, we have Mr. Randy Yo. Sometimes he looks like he's falling asleep while he's playing, but he's still fun.
I've seen plenty of bass guys fall asleep while they're playing.
Lead guitar, we have Mr. John Gooch, always tears it up and can sing the crap out of some Johnny Cash songs. And then on rhythm guitar, we have Paul Rogers, who is very versatile and is also an incredible drummer.
Well, very good. So you always have a fill-in drummer if you need to.
Yeah.
Well, fantastic. So playing with the guys, I mean, tell me about some of the dates you've played already. What's the biggest show you've done so far?
Packed Cowboy up in Mendon a couple times. We got a lot of people to come out there. Zars 505 in St. Joe. That place was bumping for sure. It's not exactly a country venue. I think they do country night like once a month.
Well, doing it one time a month and you're able to have a good crowd, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So tell me, what's your dream gig? Where would you want to play if you could play anywhere in the world? Where are you going to play?
Grammys.
The Grammys. come on, I thought you were a country girl. I thought you were going to say Grand Ole Opry or the Ryman or something
right,
like
right,
that.
Right, Grand Ole Opry. Yeah, absolutely. I've been to both those places just outside on the steps.
But then again, I applaud you for saying Grammys because you get the whole spectrum of country, not just country music, but all genres. So, well, very cool. Well, we got the guys in here. We're going to play a song. What are you going to play for me?
Little White Church by Little Big Town.
All right. We're going to hear Megan Ray do their cover of Little Big Town's Little White Church. It's homegrown at Win 98.5.
You've been singing that same old song far too long. Say you'll buy me a shiny ring, but your words don't mean a thing. No more calling me baby, no more loving like crazy, till you take me down,
take me down.
You better take me down,
take me down,
take me down to the little white church, take me down,
take me down,
take me down,
take me down to the little white church,
take me down. No more loving like crazy, till you take me down,
take me down.
You better take me down,
take me down,
take me down to the little white church,
take me down,
take me down. You better take me down,
take me down to the little white church,
take me down, come on. She don't like you anyway. No more calling me baby, no more loving like crazy, no more chicken and gravy. Ain't gonna have your baby till you take me down,
take me down.
You better take me down,
take me down to the little white church,
take me down,
take me down.
You better take me down,
take me down to the little white church,
take me down to the little white church.
Take me down,
take me down,
take me down to the little white church,
take me down.
take me down.
Take me down.
You better take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Megan Ray, Your Country, Win 98.5 and Homegrown. Good job, girls and, well, guys. Girl and guys.
Girl and guys.
Got to get that straight. Well, congratulations. I mean, doing some big things already, getting down to Nashville, doing some big things on your Reverb Nation page.
Yes, yes. We're trying to climb the charts on Reverb Nation right now. And we're trying to keep on climbing up there. So every vote, every play on every song on Reverb Nation counts. So if everybody wants to, you know, go check that out.
All right. Got any dates coming up anytime soon around here?
Valentine's Day, we are playing at Cowboy Up.
Cowboy Up in Minden on Valentine's Day. That should be a good time, so make sure you head on down to Minden.
And you guys can find the full schedule on the Facebook fan page, Megan Ray Fans.
All right, so we're going to play one more song from the CD before we get on out of here. Tell me what we're going to play next.
This one's called Truth's Been Told, and it was written by Vince Melamed, who also wrote Walk Away Joe for Trisha Yearwood.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Like her coming on the scene hit,
yeah, that was one of her first ones.
Yeah.
So, tell me about the song itself.
It's kind of like a slow, bluesy, pop country song. I don't know, it's kind of hard to describe. There's some cool vocal effects that were put on it in the studio that are not really found a lot in country music.
Well, Dad's over there. He's shaking his head. I think he likes this one.
I like it a lot. You know, Vince is he's very successful songwriter, singer, musician. He's a keyboard player, and he used to he toured with the Eagles and J.D. Souther, Roseanne Cash, Bobby Womack. The list goes on and on. And he wrote What Mattered Most, which was a number one hit for Ty Herndon.
Yep.
That was actually a Music Row magazine song of the year and hit number one on Billboard. So. But he's written a bunch of other ones for a lot of other people. He's had a lot of chart toppers, you know. And so this is a real special song. And
especially
and really,
to let Megan sing it.
And he's such a nice guy, too.
We've been so blessed through the whole process. We met so many great people who have been so supportive. And, you know, that includes people like Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad. He wrote one of the cuts on the CD. And he also played and sang background vocals and harmonies with Sean Murphy, who she still tours with Bob Seger. She's been with him forever. She's one of his backup singers, and she was with Little Feat for 15 years, and she's a very well-known blues singer.
Well, very good. So, Megan, you got some great people helping you out.
Yes, I'm very blessed to have all right. people behind me.
Here it is, Megan Ray on Your Country, Win 98.5 and Homegrown.
Set you free. Well, the truth's been told. You dirty little sin is blood.
Megan Ray and Truth's Been Told. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of Homegrown. Catch us back here next week at 6:15 on your country, Win 98.5.